Text, Hallmark Channel presents. Title, Check In It Twice. A logo depicts a candy cane crossing a hockey stick. A young woman wheels luggage through an airport. Elsewhere, a man in a suit paces in an office hall.
Hey, yeah, I just landed.
Hey, babe. So, how was it being home?
So far so good. You're still flying out tomorrow morning, right? I promised everyone they'd finally get to meet you.
Yes,
but there is something else I have to tell you.
Okay, what?
Do you want the good news or the bad news first?
Gee, I don't know, bad.
You didn't land the King's Dead building.
What, they said they weren't making any decisions until the new year.
I know.
Well, what's the good news?
I got it.
Are you kidding me?
No, I closed this morning.
Wait, I'm on a flight for 5 hours and you decide that's an appropriate time to poach my client?
Yeah, no, it isn't personal. It's just that they trust me a little bit more with this level of responsibility.
Wow.
There actually is one other thing. I know you really want me to spend the whole week out there. But I sort of promised Lawrence that I would take him to that really fancy sushi restaurant.
Well, you're supposed to be my partner. My teammate. Not go behind my back and steal a client I've been working on for 2 months.
Ash, come on. We can get past this.
It isn't personal, Trevor. It's just become very obvious that you are not ready for this level of responsibility.
A man in the airport holds a hockey stick.
Yeah, I just landed. I'm in Idaho Lake, or Idaho Creek, or something with Idaho and water.
That's great, Scott.
Yeah, so hey, if I get called up to this Boise team, there's a game on the 24th in Tucson. I was thinking I could drive up to Phoenix and meet you.
You don't have to do that.
I thought you wanted me to spend Christmas with your family. This is our chance.
I wanted you to want to spend Christmas with us,
but become pretty clear that's just not who you are.
Do you want to come here? Maybe we could find a nice Chinese restaurant.
Scott, you're not hearing me. I
admire your ambition. We just don't have the same goals in life.
So you're cutting me.
Hey, look on the bright side.
At least now you can have a real fresh start out there in Idaho, whatever it's called.
Yeah. Can't wait.
Bye, Scott.
See ya.
Scott grimaces, hanging up. In an airport mart, Scott selects a 4-pack of cans. Nearby, Ashley approaches a candy display. She selects a pack of chocolates and a strawberry white chocolate bar. She glances around self-consciously, then takes two more. At a magazine rack, she finds a trendy magazine with a headline, "How to Make the Most of Being Single This Christmas." She nods with resignation and takes the magazine. Ashley approaches the counter, where Scott is impatiently tapping his fingers.
Okay, I think they heard you.
Be there in a second.
Sorry. Just, it's been a bit of a morning.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Well, I've just been traded to what I can only assume is the fishing capital of the world. I just got off the phone.
Scott clocks Ashley's disinterest.
You didn't mean literally.
No.
Sorry.
No, it's okay. Hey, look, I know this place can be a little jarring at first, but, you know, we've got some of the best hockey fans in the country, so.
Is that obvious, huh?
You know, the stick and the single duffel kind of gave it away.
Sorry about the wait. Cash or card?
Card.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
So you're here on business or something?
No, I'm just here visiting family for the week. I grew up here, but I've been in New York the last 5 years.
Hmm. Oh, you should come to a game. Not that I'm going to play for them for very long.
Oh, no?
No, it's kind of a formality. You know, once they kind of see me in action, they're probably going to fast track me up to Boise. And after that, it's just one stop to the NHL.
Ashley and the clerk share a look of disbelief.
Well, it sounds like you've got a very bright future ahead of you.
There you go.
Thank you.
Oh. Ashley checks her cell phone.
Oh, and that's my ride. Welcome to Idaho Falls.
So I'll see you at the game then.
Outside, Ashley approaches two women.
Julie!
Sophisticated. Is that a compliment? You always look gorgeous. This is a little less Idaho Falls.
Yeah.
Grandma knitted you a new scarf.
Oh my, she did. I love it. Hi.
Hey.
Oh my gosh, you smell so good.
Do I?
Yeah, that must be some secret shampoo that they only sell to folks on Saks Fifth Avenue or something.
You know it's not a real avenue, right?
Oh. Well, it doesn't matter. I'm just so happy to see you.
Me too. Hey, congrats on your real estate license. Oh. That's awesome.
Well, I'm no big fancy agent like you, but it sure beats waiting tables at the Drunken Pug.
Oh yeah, do not remind me of that place.
So, how are you? How's Trevor?
Good. Great. I'm great. Everything is really good. Tell me what's new and exciting in Idaho Falls.
We got a new water treatment plant.
Wow. That sounds important.
Well, let's be honest. The most exciting thing is that you're here.
We miss you.
I miss you, too.
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh, I'm so glad you're here. In a suburban kitchen.
We're so happy to have you back.
You look so
pale.
Mom!
No, that's fair. I have been holed up in the office a lot lately.
Well, at least you've got Trevor in the office with you. Your father and I have been running the store together for 30 years now, and that's turned out pretty well.
Yeah, but it's not like we actually work together. I mean, it's the same broker, but it's really just, it's everyone for themselves.
That's too bad. He's still flying in tomorrow?
Yeah. Yeah, we just have to figure out his flight.
Well, I'm sure he's worth the wait.
Well, he better be. Any guy that dates my little sister better treat her the way that she deserves. Like my Dave treats me.
Did someone say my name?
Hey, there he is.
Hey, welcome home, little sis.
Thank you. Good to see you.
Dave selects a cookie from the dish.
Oh, grapefruit cake, Grandma.
Aunt Ashley!
Hey, there's my wild man. What are you up to today?
Dan and I are going to play some hockey. You should come with.
Oh, well, I would, but I promised your grandpa I'd help him out of the store. But I hear that you're playing in the big Christmas game this year.
You're going to watch?
Yeah. I mean, someone's got to keep the ref on their toes.
Hey, Parker, let's roll.
See you later.
Bye, have fun.
Don't drink too much hot chocolate and don't break any bones.
Nah, you won't, babe.
Wasn't talking to him.
Dave and Parker walk out, smiling. At a hockey rink, a poster advertises a holiday jamboree. Scott dons pads in the locker room.
Hey, Scott! Assistant Coach Gus, how you doing?
My ankle still hurts. My girlfriend broke up with me, and I'm playing hockey in Idaho Lake.
Yeah, Idaho Falls. Idaho Lake's about 20 miles up the road. Great fishing, though, but you got to use night crawlers. Them lures ain't going to help you at all up there.
Okay.
Now, what else we got for you, Mr. Briggs? Hey, you any relation to Wayne Briggs?
Yeah, he's my dad.
Well, ain't that something? Two-time NHL defenseman of the Stanley Cup champion. Hey, isn't he up for the Hall of Fame here in a few days?
Somebody said something about accommodations free for the first month.
Got that for you right here. Here you go. Here's this for you. Now, there's a main house on the property. You got a little cottage in the back.
Perfect.
And being as how you got a game in 5 hours, we should get you out there with the rest of the team.
Gus dashes off. Scott regards the hockey stick keychain. Scott enters the rink, dressed for practice.
That's it, that's it. Good job.
Come on, Zettner, move your feet.
A coach with a whistle notices Scott approaching.
All right, boys, bring it in, bring it in.
Scott skates over beside the coach, facing the rest of the team.
Now, this is Scott Briggs. He just got traded here from the East Coast Hockey League.
Hey, I played in the ECHL. What team were you on?
Probably easier to tell you what teams I didn't play for.
Hey, how old are you, Grandpa?
Are you looking for a fight, son?
Well, do you want to start something or what?
Settle down, Pierre. Back it up.
Scott grins as Pierre skates back.
All right, let's give Briggs here a big fighting trout welcome.
The team bangs their sticks against the ice, Pierre less enthusiastically.
Let's get back to practice. And, Pierre, how about you lead us in the drills? Let's go.
Pierre skates off with an eye roll.
Have fun out there.
On a village sidewalk, Ashley enters Urban Gardener, a home decor store. An older man regards a display of small trees.
Dad!
Hey! Hey! There she is! Oh, it's so good to see you, kiddo.
It's good to see you, too. Mom said that you could use some help with the Christmas stuff.
Well, you know me. I never can turn down an extra set of hands.
Ashley unpacks a crate of candles, setting them on a display table.
So how's the job going? Do you sell the Empire State Building yet?
You know, I'm still working on that one.
Well, we all need to stop and smell the pine cones every now and then. Or every day if you work here.
Ashley avoids his eyes.
Your mom said the boyfriend had some kind of a delay?
Yeah, something like that.
Well, silver lining. That means you have tonight wide open.
Dad, I don't know.
I know it's not a fancy NHL game, but tonight should be a good one, and the whole family's gonna be there.
I was just hoping to stay home and relax a bit.
What's not relaxing about a hockey game?
Okay, I'll be there. You know I can't pass up a night with the family. Mm-hmm.
That's my girl. Oh, almost forgot. Your mom wants a fresh wreath for the front door. You mind picking one up from Chuck's while I close up here?
Of course.
Thanks.
Ashley forces a smile. At the rink, the hockey team gathers in the locker room, many with exhausted postures.
Aren't you a little old to be chasing the dream still, Pops?
What, you didn't hear? 32 is the new 22. I'm just coming into my prime.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Great practice today, boys. We'll see you all in a few hours.
Gus indicates a paper.
Right. One more thing. As most of you already know, tomorrow starts a long-standing fighting trout tradition. We'll be hosting a series of holiday events for the community leading up to the big jamboree. And Gus is handing out the schedules. And as always, I expect all of you to be your kindest, most courteous selves, and hopefully we'll have a little fun in the process.
Hey, Coach.
Scott stands.
No offense. I'm not much of a holiday guy. Any chance I could just get more rink time while you guys are out singing carols and handing out candy canes to the locals?
Those locals come out and support us all year long. And they happen to be paying your salary at the moment, so I don't think it's too much to ask to show a little gratitude.
I just want to show gratitude by playing my tail off out on the rink.
Briggs, every player who walks through my door has the exact same goal as you, to get the heck out of here. But guess what? Nobody gets to Boise unless I put them on the ice. And I don't put nobody on the ice unless they can act like a part of this team. I don't care who their dad is. Now, do you want to be a part of this team or not?
Scott gulps, then glances around tensely at the other players, who watch with anticipation.
Yes.
Good answer. I hit the showers. You guys stink.
At night, Ashley stands at the front of a line at a Christmas tree lot.
After tax, that will be $57.23.
Ashley swipes her card, then frowns.
Oh, sorry.
She swipes again.
I can help pay for that if you're struggling, dear.
No. No, that's okay. I promise I'm very financially responsible.
Is that why you're using a card with the name Scott Briggs on it?
What? Let me see that.
Sorry, since it's not your card, I have to hold on to this for now.
Okay. Well, look, I have no idea who Scott Briggs is.
Ashley tenses.
Yes, I do. Yeah, I do. This guy from the airport. The woman switched her cards. She switched her cards.
Great. That'll be $57.23.
I have $1.50. Can any of you help out this poor young woman?
You know what? It's fine.
Ashley storms off empty-handed.
Who's next?
Hi.
The hockey team sits at a long table at a bar restaurant called Drunken Puck.
Wow, you guys really like to fill up before a big game, huh?
Thanks for buying, Scott.
Yeah, well, you know, I didn't really make the best first impression back there, so I want to show you all that I am, in fact, a stand-up decent guy.
This isn't your debit card.
What?
It says Ashley Durow on it.
I don't know an Ashley Durow.
And yet you have her debit card.
Scott clenches his teeth.
The woman. The woman at the airport must have... She must have mixed up the cards.
Can any of you boys pay for this?
Well, hold on. Guys, don't... Okay, you know, well, I'll get the next one. How about that, huh? I'll get the next one. It's on me next time. Could happen to anybody.
Should be a fun game tonight.
The team storms off, leaving Scott alone at the table, rolling his eyes. At the hockey rink, an excited crowd approaches the seating area. as she watches the game in progress, flanked by her grandma and mom. The Idaho Falls team charges toward their opponent's goal. A shot is deflected. Scott watches from the bench.
Here comes Shastar. He's cutting in. And oh, he's hooked down by Cairns. That's going to be a hooking belly. And the referee's pointing to center ice. That's a belly shot. Cairns is getting a belly shot with 59 seconds left in the third period. This is a big moment for Idaho. Let's see what happens.
With a glance at the bench, Pierre takes a breath, preparing for a penalty shot. Pierre takes off skating. Scott watches with a steely gaze. Pierre shoots.
And it's no good. No goal for the Trout.
Pierre sighs, skating by the bench.
Briggs, your line's up. Let's go.
Well, how's it feel to be back in the old Trout pond, huh?
You know, it's actually not bad. I've been dealing with real estate sharks for so long that it's just nice to be around kind, normal people.
Hey, come on, Rhett. I've got cataracts in both eyes, and I could see that high stick from here.
I had to go to three different concession stands, but here are your peppermint teas.
Oh, you didn't have to do that.
Well, it's not every night I get to watch a game with the whole family.
Where's mine?
Honey, I'm pretty sure Dave's got you covered there.
Oh, thanks, Dave.
Oh, did you guys want something too?
Parker reaches for Dave's large concession box.
So Mom says you lost your debit card at the airport?
No. I didn't lose it. It got switched with a guy at the gift shop.
Well, did you get his name?
Yes, Briggs. Scott Briggs. In fact, he said he's playing for the Trout.
Scott is checked against the wall by an opponent.
Wait.
Ashley stands up as Scott loses the puck.
Hey! You have my debit card!
Hey, you have my debit card!
Meet me after the game!
What?
Meet me after the game!
I can't hear you!
Scott is checked by an opponent. He falls to the ice.
Ooh. Yep. I think he got the message.
The final score, 3-2.
No, obviously it's not the result we wanted. We need to get the pucks in the net, and you know, I need to be better on the breakaways. You know, it's what it is.
Oh, hi.
Oh.
Ashley approaches Scott, holding an ice pack.
I'm so sorry that I distracted you back there.
How's my face?
You seem better.
Thanks.
I'm Ashley, by the way.
Scott.
Hi.
Sorry about the mix-up.
Yeah.
So where's my card?
It's at the Drunken Puck. Yeah, they kept your card.
Oh.
So.
Okay.
Give me mine.
Those comfortable shoes?
Why?
Because we had to go for a little walk.
Scott rolls his eyes, raising the ice pack to his forehead.
Okay, one card down, one to go. Next stop is Chuck's Christmas Tree Lot. So, what do you think of your new town?
My very temporary new town.
Oh, yes. So sorry, I forgot. It's just a pit stop on your way to Boise.
You got it.
Well, what did you think of your first game as a Fighting Trout?
Well, besides the jet lag and learning that I have to volunteer for an entire week of Christmas activities, I'd say I played pretty well.
Really? You had 6 shots on net, scored 0 goals, and you had a plus minus of -3. I mean, call me crazy. I don't think the boys up in Boise would call that playing pretty well.
Why don't you tell me what you really think?
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. I appreciate the honesty. I'm surprised you cared that much to pay attention.
Well, don't flatter yourself too much. It's just something I picked up after years of going to games with my dad.
The plus minus? I mean, nobody tracks that.
Oh, I disagree. It shows how well the team does when you're in the game, whether you make them better or worse. And for me, that's the most important stat there is.
All right, you know your hockey.
Yeah, I used to have time to be a fan. I mean, not so much anymore.
You did look like you're having fun to me.
No, I was having fun with my family, but I can assure you I was not enjoying a single second of the game.
Even when I smashed my face in the ice?
No, yeah, that was mildly enjoyable.
Scott watches with a smile as Ashley walks off. At the tree lot.
I promise you, it's his card.
But how do I know it's his card unless I see some photo ID?
I told you, I left my wallet in my locker.
I know. It's quite a conundrum.
Scott shakes his head. The cashier stands with arms folded.
Oh, wait a second. Here, this is his photo ID, right here. That's him, see? See?
I didn't know you were a trout. My apologies, Mr. Briggs. Welcome to Idaho Falls.
The cashier hands over the debit card.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Scott glances at the cashier with a suspicious look, then follows Ashley onto the sidewalk.
What was all that about?
What can I say? For some crazy reason, people in this town actually respect their hockey players.
What do you do in New York again?
Oh, it's not that interesting.
You just don't think I'm going to think it's that interesting.
I sell commercial real estate.
Interesting. Like hotels and office buildings, things like that?
Exactly. Yeah. And for the last 2 months, I've spent all my time and energy trying to land this client with one of the biggest shopping centers in the city.
Sounds cool.
It would have been very cool, but at the last minute, they decided to hire my now ex-boyfriend.
Ouch.
Yeah. So I'm sorry if I haven't been exactly cheery. It's just that it's been a stressful couple of days.
It's fine. Yeah. You know, it's a lot like my life.
Oh, yeah? Try me.
Well, for the last 6 months, I've been playing hockey for this team in Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to get called up the Red Wings. Some of the best hockey I've played in my life. Week after week, some kid with half the talent gets called up because he's younger.
So why don't you quit?
I've been playing since I was four. My dad was in the NHL, but it's never been an option.
How do you keep yourself going?
Well, you take the hit, you shake it off, and you get back out there. Do that over and over again. Eventually, you're going to get where you want to go.
That was a good pep talk.
It helps when you say it every morning in the mirror.
Oh. Well, it's been a very interesting evening. I'm glad you got your card back, and good luck in Idaho Falls.
Thanks.
Yeah.
They shake hands, eyes connected, as a taxi cab pulls up to a stop. Ashley approaches the car.
Hey, do you mind if we share the cab? It's kind of late. You do kind of owe me one.
I do? How do I owe you?
I humiliated myself in front of my teammates using your card.
I humiliated myself trying to use your card in my hometown. Yeah, sure. Yeah, yeah.
Thank you. Here.
Scott holds the door.
Thank you.
Scott and Ashley get into the back seat.
845 Deerfield Court.
Wait,
that's where I live.
Are you following me?
That's my parents' house.
I'm staying in the guest cottage.
You're paying.
They exchange tense glances. On a gray morning, Ashley paces in the living room.
That's right. Just take the hit, shake it off, get back on the ice. Take the hit, shake it off, get back on the ice. Okay. You got this. You got this, girl.
Ashley raises her cell phone.
Hi, Donna. This is Ashley Durow over at Atlas Real Estate. How are you? I am looking at your property on East 37th. Brian, hi. Listen, anyway, I just thought I'd call and see if you had any irons in the fire. Call me when you get this. I'll be around anytime. Well, if anything comes up, please don't hesitate to give me a call, okay? Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays.
Yeah, happy holidays.
Ashley lowers the phone and slumps into a cozy chair.
Well, you certainly got up early.
Yeah, I'm sorry if I was too loud.
Not at all.
You look very nice. What's the occasion?
It's my cider social dress.
Oh, right. Getting ready.
Good.
At Urban Gardener, a sign advertises hot apple cider with the fighting trout. Inside, a floral tea set sits on a table, covered in a lacy cloth. Pierre wears a suit and Santa hat, chatting with a table of women as Scott enters in a casual jacket. Ashley's dad approaches from the counter.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm one of the hockey players.
Briggs, right?
Yeah, that's right.
You're staying at our guest house. I'm James Durow. Nice to finally meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
No one told me that I had to dress up for this. Listen, you don't happen to sell sports coats here, do you?
Follow me.
Scott follows James to the back office.
This place is basically my second home. I'm sure I'll be able to find something for you. Let's see. No. This hasn't fit me for years, but I'm sure it'll work for you.
Thank you.
Hey, you're part of the Fighting Trout family. That makes you part of the Duro family now, too. Oh, don't forget your hat.
James hands over a Santa hat.
Merry Christmas.
Scott gapes at the jacket and hat. At Urban Gardener, Ashley and her family sit at a round table chatting. Scott approaches a teammate.
Okay, what'd I miss?
Oh, well, they just crowned little Abigail this year's Cider Social Princess, and little Annie Sue is not happy about it.
What am I supposed to do?
Oh, well, you pick up the cider,
yeah,
like this, and then you politely approach the table, and you pour it into their cups.
Okay, I can do that. What table?
Scott notices Ashley waving at a table.
Oh, and always remember to smile.
Scott's teammate smiles, flashing a mouthful of missing teeth.
Good morning, ladies.
Mr. Briggs, looking rather dapper today.
Thank you, Ms. Durow.
So, this is the famous debit card thief.
It's a pleasure to meet you. Can I offer anyone here some cider?
Yes, please.
All right. Here you are.
Don't forget Mr. Wiggles.
How could I forget Mr. Wiggles?
Scott fills a cup in front of a teddy bear.
Now, can you do me a favor? And could you let Mr. Wiggles know that this cider is hot? And it should sit for a moment before he drinks it.
She nods happily.
Thank you. Are we all good?
Perfect. Thank you.
Scott bows politely.
Well, he seems sweet.
He's wearing Dad's jacket.
So? Dave used to borrow Dad's clothes all the time.
Yeah, and Dave gave you rubber worms for your anniversary.
Because he knows I don't like to put the real ones on the hook. Mm-hmm.
I think what Ashley is trying to say is that she has a perfectly suitable man in her life that we will all be meeting very soon. Isn't that right?
Ashley stiffens.
Yep. So now we can all enjoy this rare time that we get to spend together.
At the pastry counter, Scott grins, watching Ashley's table.
Looks like someone's finally got that warm and fuzzy feeling, huh?
What?
Well, you said you're not a holiday guy, but I can see that Christmas twinkle in your eye.
It's not a twinkle. It's a tear, because the longer we're here, the less time we're practice.
Come on, we can practice any time. This only comes around once a year.
Well, my time's running out, so if I want to get moved up, it has to happen, like, yesterday. I'm behind schedule, okay? So, if we could just get these crumpets out, we could get back to work.
Wow. You sure know how to ruin a cider social.
He walks away frowning. Scott shakes his head with a sigh. He glances back at Ashley's table, where the family sits laughing. The cup's now empty. Ashley's family gathers their coats.
Well, that was lovely. I have some last-minute shopping to do. Anyone interested in joining me?
Oh.
I told Becca that I would go see her new office, but I'll see you guys later. Have
Bye.
Fun,
I
sweetie.
I will. I love you.
Bye. Love you.
Ready?
Yeah. Let's go.
Ashley enters an office, Scenic View Realty.
Oh, perfect. Okay, I'll be there in 20 minutes. Bye.
Hey, look at you. Making deals, taking names.
Hi.
Ashley and Becca hug.
Okay, I'm so sorry. I know this is last minute, but I have to go show this house real quick.
That's okay. That's fine.
Okay. Hey, you wouldn't want to come with, would you?
Oh.
It's just that I get so nervous at these showings, and I know how experienced you are. Christmas Manny's on me if you come.
Well, you clearly got the negotiating part down. I'm sold.
You are the best.
Becca retrieves her coat from a desk.
Lead the way.
Okay.
At a large suburban house.
And this is the family room.
An older couple regards the empty room.
This is charming, Becca. How many bathrooms does it have?
35. Wait, No. 3.5. There's a period.
You know, it's a good size. I just wish that you could see the lake as soon as you walked in.
Yes, that would be great.
You know, there's a really easy fix for that.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if you take out this wall here, it would open everything up, and then you would have this beautiful view as soon as you walk in. I mean, look at those mountains.
That would be perfect, actually.
And you know, I love the original hardwood floors out here. I just wish it matched the kitchen.
You know, my uncle actually has a flooring business in town. He could match any hardwood you find here, and we could get you a great price, too.
The couple exchange glances.
I think this could work for us, Rex.
I think so, too.
He puts his arm around her shoulder. Becca glances at Ashley with a grin. At the hockey rink, the Trouts practice on the ice. A young player takes a shot on goal. The puck ricochets towards Scott, kneeling nearby. Another shot flies into the stands, nearly striking a janitor.
Sorry. Hey, Zettner. Maybe if you aim for the stands, you'll hit the net.
Scott rises and skates over.
Hey! You want some unsolicited advice?
At this point, I'll take anything.
You're holding the stick too tight. Loosen up a bit.
Yeah.
There you go. Now with your wrist, I want you to turn the blade.
Yep. Now shoot.
Here goes nothing.
Zettner shoots and scores.
Hey! Thanks, Scott.
Scott nods, smiling. Pierre shakes his head and skates off. The coaches exchange a glance. In a large brick room, the Trouts unpacks boxes of red and green decorations.
All right, boys, we've got 2 days to turn this place into a winter wonderland. Let's get to it.
Hey, Pops.
Pierre approaches Scott.
Yeah, what do you want, Pierre?
Can I talk to you for a second?
Pierre and Scott step away from the others.
I saw what you did. With Zettner? And I was, wondering if
you can get some help on your breakaways.
You know?
Yeah. Everyone knows. That's why I haven't called the Boise yet.
No, it's those one-on-ones. I always seem to miss high.
It's because you're full of adrenaline. You freeze up. You need to breathe.
I think I know how to breathe.
Well, then try it, but slowly. Through your nose.
Okay. Thanks. I'll give it a try.
Guys! Come on, back to work.
I think you might have just helped me sell my first house.
At a nail salon.
This is the perfect way to celebrate.
Teamwork makes the dream work.
Oh, yeah. No wonder you're doing so well out there.
It's really not as exciting as you think it is.
What? I thought you loved it out there.
I did. At first. I really loved the people and the sounds of the city and the thrill of being anywhere but here.
That makes sense.
Yeah, but lately, I don't know. And I keep getting passed over by clients who would rather be wined and dined at a golf course.
What about Trevor?
Trevor. I broke up with him.
What? When did this happen?
The day I landed.
Why? I thought everything was going great.
And then as soon as I invited him home for Christmas to meet my family, he turned into every other self-centered jerk I've dated in the last 5 years.
What did your parents say?
I haven't told them.
Ashley, you have to tell them.
I know, I will. I will tell them.
Mm-hmm.
It's just, I always do this. I make a big deal about a guy, thinking that he's perfect and how he could be the one. And I just really hate feeling like I'm letting them down.
Please, your parents aren't going to care. They're like the sweetest people in Idaho Falls.
They are the sweetest people, and that is what makes it so hard to give them bad news.
Look. You broke up with your boyfriend, and you lost one client. You will bounce back.
How do you know?
I just do. You know, any day now, some new client is going to call looking for the amazing Ashley Dereau, and you won't even remember what you were down about.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Come on. With these sparkly beauties on your fingers, I would say you're bouncing back already.
Yeah.
Do they bring out the sparkle in my eyes?
They really do. You're glowing.
At the rink, Scott skates alone on the ice.
Briggs! Hey, Briggs!
I'm locking up here.
Gus, come on, 30 more minutes. Trying to get to Boise.
And I'm trying to get home to get my wife's homemade Christmas fudge before the grandkids eat it. Look, there's a public rink on the edge of town if you need to get your fix in.
Scott sighs as Gus walks off. In a large snowy field, a group of kids line up on an ice rink.
I pick Cameron.
Mom and you always pick him.
And we always kick your butt.
Cameron skates over to his captain and gives a high five. Parker notices Scott in the bleachers.
I pick him.
Hey, you!
Scott glances around.
What?
Parker skates over.
Hey, do you know how to play hockey?
According to the head coach of the Grand Rapids Griffins? No.
Well, you're on our team. Come on.
What?
I'm Parker. I picked you for my team. If you don't know how to play, just follow my lead.
Just follow your lead?
Come on!
Scott looks around in confusion. Scott skates casually around the ice, watching the kids play the game. Parker attempts to defend against a two-on-one.
You're going down again, Parker.
Scott skates over to Parker, who shakes his head. Later in the game, Scott watches as Parker is checked to the ice.
Is that all you got?
Parker rises to his feet. Scott smiles. Scott receives a pass. He passes to Parker, who shoots and scores.
Yeah! Next goal wins, which means you lose again.
Scott intercepts a pass from the other team and drives toward the opposing net. He shoots on the young goalie and scores. Scott and Parker's team celebrates.
I get him tomorrow.
Scott and Parker stand alone.
All right, so what you're going to do is present the puck to the defender and drag it around. Put it in.
Can I try?
Yeah, yeah.
Ashley approaches from the stands.
Like this?
Parker skates around Scott with the puck and shoots.
Nice!
Yeah.
Hey, where was that move in last night's game?
Hey, what are you doing here?
I'm picking up my nephew.
Aunt Ashley, come for a ski.
All right, fine. I'm coming out. But if I break a nail, you're buying.
Scott grins, glancing at Ashley. Ashley and Scott skate together in circles on the rink.
So, Parker's a pretty good kid.
Yeah.
Great hockey player.
Yeah, he's really sweet. And Julie and Dave, they never miss a game. It's kind of a big to-do in the family.
Lucky kid.
Did your parents not come to your game?
Well, my mom did, but she passed when I was 10, so it was just me and my dad. When you're in the NHL, your career sort of takes your priority.
So, he never coached your team or anything?
Those that can't play, coach. His favorite saying.
Mm-hmm. Well, still, he must have taught you something.
Yeah, taught me that to make it in hockey, you can't be distracted by anything.
Mm.
Even your family.
Yeah, I relate to that.
Why? What do you mean?
Yeah, I mean, I spent the last 5 years trying to build this perfect life and career in New York, and I have not given myself a lot of spare time to come back home and visit.
So then why not just move back?
To Idaho Falls?
Yeah. I mean, can't you just sell real estate here? Might not be as prestigious as New York, but I'm sure you can make a living.
I wish it were that simple.
Why isn't it?
I don't know. I mean, my parents sacrificed a lot just for me to get out of this town. You know, while all of their friends were busy going on big cruises and buying luxury RVs, they spent their entire savings on my college fund. They even paid for my first apartment before the commission checks were coming in.
That's all good and well, but I mean, if you're not happy...
Well, what about you?
You know, I mean, don't you get tired of moving around all the time, chasing big dreams, but never having a place to call home?
I'm different.
Why?
Because I never had what you have. Our family was never together. Now, this has always been my safe space. I always felt at home on the ice.
Ashley nods as they share a look. At a Trouts game, the score is 4-4, with 30 seconds left in the third period. Scott watches Pierre focus on the ice.
Just breathe.
And Pierre Chasson will take the penalty shot for the Trouts.
Pierre takes a deep breath.
Can he put the Trouts in the lead?
The coaches and team watch tensely as Pierre takes off toward the opposing goalie. He shoots and scores. The team stands and cheers. Pierre celebrates as the crowd cheers. Pierre enters the locker room.
Hey. Nice shot, kid.
Thanks, Pops.
A young player ashes in excitedly.
I overheard Coach on the phone. I think someone in Boise got hurt. They're going to bring one of us up.
No, we've heard about an injury.
Gus.
Yeah.
Somebody in Boise get hurt?
Yeah, Walker, about 2 hours ago, separated his shoulder. He'll be out for a couple of months.
Walker plays right wing. You play right wing.
I remember.
Briggs,
come see me in my office.
Scott glances around nervously. The team smiles as Scott enters the coach's room.
Scott.
Hey.
Scott sits at the desk.
Ty Walker and Boise separated his shoulder against the Bobcats.
Yeah, I heard.
They need a new right wing.
Coach, I just want to say how much I appreciate this. I am.
They're calling up Zettner.
What?
Zettner is moving up to Boise.
Zettner?
Hmm?
I had to teach him how to keep the puck from killing half our fan base. What? Why Zettner?
Because he's a lot faster than you. Look, I know it's disappointing, but the big club isn't looking for 32-year-old rookies. But I want you to know that I see the way you've been helping out the younger guys.
Yeah, so I can help them move up.
There's one more thing.
You're cutting me.
No. Zettner was supposed to coach the kids' Christmas hockey game tomorrow. I need you to step in.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know anything about coaching a bunch of kids.
You taught Pierre how to actually score on a penalty shot. I'm sure you can handle a Pee Wee hockey game.
At home, the kitchen counter is full of wrapped presents.
Wow. Are these all for Parker?
No, just some donations for the jamboree.
Oh. Grandma's donating a family scarf?
Oh, no. She made that for Trevor. Did he get his flights figured out? We only have a few days till Christmas.
Ashley tenses, places her coffee mug down.
Oh, honey, what's the matter? Is the coffee too bland?
No. No, the coffee's fine. No, it's Trevor. He's not coming.
Oh, well, that's all right, sweetie. I mean, there's always next year.
No, he probably won't come next year either.
Oh. I'm so sorry. I should have told you guys sooner. I don't know. Julie has Dave. And you two have each other, and I just thought that this would finally be a perfect Christmas where I bring someone home, and when it all fell apart, I don't know, I just felt very embarrassed. Oh, Ashley, we don't need some hotshot who clearly is not good enough for our daughter to make it a perfect Christmas.
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm a bit relieved.
You are?
I didn't like this Trevor fellow from the beginning.
Dad, you never even met him.
That's why I didn't like him. You ask me, you dodged a real bullet with this one.
Ashley smiles.
Thanks, guys.
At the public rink, Scott paces on the bench.
As always, a big shout out to our hometown heroes, the Fighting Trout, for sponsoring these developing young players.
Hey, you made it!
Hey, yeah, I made it.
Where's Dave?
He's not allowed within 50 feet of the referee anymore.
Ashley spots Dave sitting alone on a distant bench. She waves. Dave waves back.
Forget Dave. It's the new coach you should be worried about.
What? Scott's coaching?
More like nervously pacing.
Hey, rookie! Hey!
How you doing? You look a little pale.
Well, they threw me into this last minute. I have no idea what I'm doing.
Okay. You remember how you told me your dad was never around to coach you?
Bringing up my absentee father right now it's not helping.
Just be the coach you wanted him to be. You got this.
Ashley pats his shoulder and walks off. Scott ponders.
On my left, we have the green team, coached by our Trout's own sharpshooter, Pierre Chasson. And on my right, it's the red team, coached by our newest recruit from the East, Scott Briggs.
The red and green team face off and begin playing.
Get back on defense!
A green player hooks Parker, who falls. Dave stands and rushes over.
Hey, Brett, come on, give me a
50
break.
Feet, Dave.
Sorry, Brent.
No problem.
Okay, you got it, Parker, you got it.
This, honey.
Scott claps for the team. The green team passes the puck around.
Heads up!
One player shoots and scores. Scott rubs his brow as the green team celebrates. A scoreboard flips, 1-0. The red team passes the puck toward the opposing net and scores.
I don't know what you said to Scott, but it worked. Well, you know, now that you're single, maybe you ought to invite him to dinner tonight. You heard about that, huh? I didn't have to hear anything. I knew something was wrong the moment you landed.
I just wish you were comfortable enough to tell me about it.
I don't want you to worry. I'm your big sister. I'm always going to worry because I know how great you are and what kind of man you deserve.
Thanks, big sis.
Dave watches tensely as the game continues. Ashley stands in line at the cider stand.
Time out.
Thank you. Oh, it smells delicious.
I knew you'd get back on your feet, dear.
Oh, no, I was never...
Oh, okay, she doesn't care.
All right, guys, tie game. This is when we got to really reach down deep and bring it. Arlo, Brad, great job on defense. Keep it up. Allie, I want you to get the puck. I want you to feed it to Parker. Parker, I want you to take it hard to the net. Remember the move.
Got it, coach.
All right, let's shut him down. Team on three. 1, 2, 3.
Team!
Scott smiles, watching the red team take the ice. The red team falls back on defense and retrieves the puck.
Come on, hey, defense!
Scott and David watch as Parker charges toward the net. He shoots and scores. The family celebrates. The team crowds around Parker, then skates over to the bench. Scott celebrates with the team. Ashley and Julie clap from the stands. Under a slightly darker sky, Dave, Julie, and Ashley approach Scott.
That was a great game, Scott.
Yeah, it must have something to do with the coach.
Pretty easy when you got a player like Parker. He's quite the athlete.
Yeah, he gets his natural-born athletic ability from me.
Okay, we're going to grab Parker and head back to the house. See you there.
Julie and Dave step away with a cooler.
So, I know you said that you feel more at home on the ice, but we're headed back to our actual home to have dinner if you'd like to join. Might be more fun than reading old copies of Sports Illustrated in the guest house.
Have you been spying on me?
Well, it was either that or old Stanley Cup highlights on YouTube.
Ashley's expression becomes serious.
So do you want to come to dinner or what?
Sure.
You do?
Yeah. I mean, the guy's got to eat.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Scott walks off, leaving Ashley grinning. She shakes her head and follows.
Okay, so just a heads up. After dinner, my grandma is going to offer you eggnog. Just say no.
Why? I love eggnog.
Oh, I love eggnog too, but this is not eggnog. No. No, this is a witch's brew.
I'm no expert for family dinners, but if somebody offers me something, I think it'd be rude to say no.
Trust me, if you drink it, you will regret it.
I'll be fine.
Scott scoffs and approaches the front door.
Okay.
Around the dinner table.
Well, I used to play a little puck back in the day. If you ever need a right winger with a slapper like a rocket ship, you tell him to give old Dave a call.
Dave clutches his shoulder.
Oh, easy there, Gretzky.
Who's ready for some eggnog?
Not me.
I have to clean up.
I'll help.
Scott glances around in confusion.
Dave?
Sorry, Stella, I'm on a diet.
Scott, you have to try my homemade recipe.
Okay.
Ashley kicks Scott under the table.
Yeah,
I'll try it. I mean, it's not like it's gonna kill me to have a little taste, right?
You drink up now. There's plenty more where that came from.
Okay.
Grandma winks. Scott lifts the glass with a smile. Dave and Julie watch tensely. Parker peeks his head from around a hallway corner. Scott raises the glass to his lips. The nog bubbles in the glass as Scott gags. Parker clenches his teeth as Scott takes a gulp.
Well?
It's really good. It's really good.
Finally, someone around here who doesn't get all paranoid about that salmonella.
Ashley offers Scott water, which he gulps down. At the kitchen sink.
I remember when Dave first came to dinner, I thought I'd have to take him to the ER.
Oh. Same thing happened with your father.
I gave him fair warning. It's not my fault he was afraid to offend Grandma.
Oh, I thought it was sweet.
This always makes Dave feel better.
Julie hands Ashley by. In the living room, Grandma dresses Scott in a garish scarf.
Perfect.
It's great. Thank you.
Grandma steps away. Ashley approaches.
Well, how do I look?
Sorry, you don't have to wear that if you don't want to.
Why? I don't think I can pull off the whole Duro family look.
Oh, is that how we look?
You know, I don't think I have ever been given anything that somebody's actually made before. It's kind of nice.
Ashley nods.
Well, here, I brought you some pie. This will help wash that really good eggnog out of your mouth.
I've got the decorations for your tree out front.
My back's a little sore. Since we got him here, maybe Scott wouldn't mind lending a hand.
Briggs, happy to help.
What do I say? You can always count on a fighting trout.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I know I'm kind of new to this whole thing, but isn't a Christmas tree, like, inside the house?
No, I've never heard of that.
Ashley and Scott decorate a large outdoor tree.
So, explain this to me again.
So when I was little, I loved decorating the Christmas tree so much that when we had to throw it away, I would have a full-on meltdown. Just temper tantrum for days.
You? No. I don't believe it.
Anyway, one day my dad comes home with a little itty-bitty tree, and he tells me that if I help him plant it, we will have a Christmas tree all year long. And that was... gosh, that was 20 years ago, and we still decorate it to this day.
The only thing my dad ever got me was a bunch of used hockey pucks. I think what you have is really sweet. It's really special.
Ashley and Scott gaze into each other's eyes.
I should get going.
Yeah.
I gotta get up early tomorrow and help decorate for that whole Christmas jamboree.
Right. And I promised Becca that I would wake up early and help her show another house.
Yeah.
You're
going to come. Like, you and your family are going to come tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll be there.
Okay, good. Well, I'll see you tomorrow.
Scott smiles at Ashley and turns away. Ashley sighs and turns to watch Scott walk off, her hands in pockets. Under a clear sky, Ashley and Becca chat with a family of three outside a suburban house.
Hey, what book are you reading?
Diary of a Christmas Elf.
I thought so. You know, I love that book.
She loves all books. Honestly, we can't keep up with her reading habit.
Oh, yeah? Well, you'll be able to here. There is a library 2 minutes away.
Is that so?
Oh, yeah. We used to spend hours in there after school. She would absolutely love it.
Well, that's what's important. I really think that we can be happy here.
The young daughter embraces Becca and Ashley.
Thank you.
Oh, you're welcome.
You are so welcome, sweetie.
See you guys.
Bye.
Bye.
The family walks off.
Oh my gosh. That was so sweet.
It's adorable.
Yeah.
You know, Becca, you're a natural at this.
You know, I think this is the first job I've ever had where I actually feel really good about what I'm doing.
Love that.
Yeah.
I have to admit, it's really nice to see someone who's actually happy about what they're buying for a change.
What? Because your clients aren't happy?
No, oh no, they're happy about the deal that I get them. But it's not like they're starting families or making memories.
You know, I was thinking about how you were looking for a new client.
Yeah.
I just found out that Wendy Vaughn, who sells like half the houses in this town, is retiring. That means a lot more potential clients.
I see.
I know it's crazy. I just thought, maybe if things weren't working out in New York, you and I could start a team.
Well, I have to admit, you're a lot more fun to work with than my current colleagues.
Agreed.
I don't know. That's a really big change. You know, I'm not sure that I'm quite ready for that.
No, no, of course. It's just an idea. Think of it as a backup plan in case you ever decide you want to come back to this crazy little town.
Thanks.
Okay.
Becca pats Ashley on the shoulder and steps away. Ashley ponders with a serious look. At the rink, Coach watches the team exit toward the locker room.
Nice hustle out there, boys. Even you, Pierre. Good work. Briggs, hang back. Need to talk to you for a minute.
Scott hangs back.
Now, I know it's a little early for Christmas presents, but there's something I want to give you.
You got me a book? A book that smells surprisingly like our locker room.
It's not just any book. That's the book that changed my life.
Scott regards the title, The Coaching Bible.
I don't understand.
I know you got your heart set on making it to the bigs, but I heard you did a pretty great job coaching those kids the other day.
Oh, that was just for fun. I don't want to become a coach.
A coach isn't something you just become. The way you help Zettner, the way you help Pierre, it's already who you are.
Listen, I appreciate this. I do, but I have been trying so hard to get called up. I can't throw that away.
Okay. But let me ask you something. When you put on that jersey on Friday night, are you still having any fun, or maybe you're just doing it to prove something to somebody else?
Coach, I...
Look, finish out the season. Hopefully you get picked up by some team from who knows where. But if you're still interested, we'll have a home for you right here.
I'll think about it.
Coach smiles and returns to the locker room, leaving Scott pondering the book. A string of lights on the old dance hall illuminate the dark sky. A poster advertises the Holiday Jamboree. Inside, a crowd of people circulate. A table of kids build gingerbread houses. A child sits on Santa's lap. Scott circulates in Grandma's scarf. Parker notices and rushes at him.
Hey, Scott.
Come on, Scott. You gotta keep your head up. You should know that.
Solid advice.
The team sure did a bang-up job this year.
Yeah, everything looks amazing. You know, you've really outdone yourselves.
Well, that's worth it, a show of gratitude to such great fans like you guys.
Parker notices a table labeled Merry Fishmas.
Scott, come be on my team.
I should probably get you guys some drinks or something.
Oh, come on! You've worked hard enough. It is time for you to have a real Idaho Falls experience.
Scott and Ashley hold plastic poles, gathered around a tub of ornaments.
I think this is where I draw the line.
All right, well, we could have Dave take you real fishing with his buddies. Trust me, this is getting off easy.
I'll take your word for it.
You're going down, buddy.
Okay.
All right, folks, welcome to Merry Fishmas. Now, the rules of the game are simple. First team to have every member pull up a trout within a 60-second time limit will be crowned victorious.
Team one, are you ready?
I'm always ready.
Team two, are you ready?
Yeah!
Let's get fishing.
You got this, Parker.
That was almost it.
Steady wins the race.
Parker manages to hook a fish. From the other tank, Dave watches in frustration. Mom hooks a fish and celebrates, followed by Julie. Ashley and Scott continue struggling.
Not much time left.
Come on. It's all up to you, Dave.
Ashley hooks her fish.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Go. Come on.
I need one more.
Time's ticking down.
Come on, Dave. You got this.
Scott and Dave struggle, back to back, with their respective hooks.
One. It's all you, Scott.
You're kidding me.
Scott, it's all you.
David, remember what I taught you.
You can do it.
Dave glances over at Scott, who manages to hook a plastic fish.
Comes through in the clutch and takes home the championship.
Ashley and Scott high five, smiling. Ashley and Scott stroll together on the main floor.
Admit it, you had fun.
I wouldn't go that far, although it was kind of nice to take down Dave.
Mm-hmm. I think we make a pretty decent team.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you a serious question?
Sure.
You grew up here, so you've seen a bunch of players come and go.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think I have what it takes to get to Boise?
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just... I have pursued this my whole life, and sometimes I wonder if I'm being delusional. You know, like if I should start considering other options.
What other options?
Coaching. Coach Jensen said that there might be an assistant coaching position for me next year.
You want to coach the Trouts?
I don't know. Maybe. It'd be nice to settle down somewhere.
They share a gaze.
Sorry.
Ashley answers her phone.
Oh, you should really see who this is. I'm sorry, can I just meet you over by the gingerbread table?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll be over the gingerbread table.
Scott steps away as Ashley answers.
This is Ashley Durow.
Hi, Ashley. This is Bonnie Sullivan from Maine Financial.
You left us a message the other day?
Bonnie! Yes, the West Village Hotel.
That's us.
That property is so beautiful.
Yeah, we think so too. And going over your recent sales, I think you might be the right agent for the job.
Well, I'd hate to disagree with you on that.
Listen, there's one catch.
Okay.
I have these heavy hitters in from out of the country,
and they've been hounding me to go see the place.
You already have potential buyers.
Mm-hmm.
When do you need me by?
I know it's a lot to ask, but can you be here by the 23rd?
So, I'm actually in Idaho Falls right now. I really don't even know if I can find a flight.
I'll tell you what, if you can make this deal happen for me, I have 3 more buildings coming up in the new year.
Okay. Okay, let me look at some flights, see what I can do, and I will get back to you as soon as possible, okay?
Sounds good.
Okay.
Ashley hangs up and takes a breath. James approaches the gingerbread house table.
How's everybody doing?
Hey, Dad. Have you seen Parker?
Yeah, he's over there playing a game with Coach Gus.
All right, come on.
Gus holds fishing rods with gingerbread attached. Parker attempts to take a bite of a dangling cookie. Dave sits beside him, also trying to take a bite.
I swear, sometimes I feel like I have 2 children.
I agree.
At a table by himself, Scott ices the roof of a gingerbread house. Ashley strolls over and sits.
Hey.
This is my first gingerbread house ever, so don't judge.
Mm-hmm.
Everything okay?
Yeah, that was just a very unexpected phone call.
Ex-boyfriend?
No.
No, it's this mid-century hotel in New York that I've had my eye on for years, and they called wanting me to represent it.
So, that doesn't sound so bad?
Well, they want me there in 2 days.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, it's a great opportunity. I just don't know that I want to rush back there right now.
Scott and Ashley lock eyes.
Well, do you have to decide this second?
No.
Good. Because this house is about to fall over and it gets some serious assistance.
Okay, I think I can handle that.
Please help me.
Oh, brother, what'd you do?
I don't know.
Outside the house, Scott is pelted with a snowball.
It was him!
Yeah? Is that how you guys want to play it?
Oh, boy.
Well, that just means you're both going to get it.
Scott launches snow at Ashley and Parker. As the three hurl snowballs at each other, James approaches with a plastic bin.
That's enough fun. It's time for serious business.
Oh, yeah.
Scott, are you going to help?
I'd love to, but I have got to get to practice.
Wait. Have you ever built a snowman before? Okay. All right. This is way more important than hockey.
The four of them stand around a snowman, missing a nose.
Hey, Parker. Did you know that you might be building a snowman with a future Fighting Trout assistant coach?
You're going to be coaching the Trout? That would be so cool.
Well, look, nothing is official yet, all right? I have a whole other season playing on the ice. It's just something to think about in the future, that's all.
Well, take it from me. You could do a lot worse than making a home here in Idaho Falls. It's always done right by us.
And on that note, Dad, carrot, please.
Thank you.
I think you should do the honors. Right?
James nods.
All right. Let's see if I can figure this out. Can't be that hard. What do you think? Right about here?
Maybe on the face.
Scott places a carrot near the ear.
Okay, here?
Below the mouth.
A bit higher.
A bit higher. Right around here.
A bit.
Right around. Just say when.
Perfect.
If you say so.
There you go.
Nice.
Ashley and James exchange a smile, then regard the completed snowman. In the rink locker room, Scott chats with a young player.
Anyways, welcome.
They shake hands. Scott rubs his face and joins the rest of the team.
Who's that?
That's the new right wing.
Wait, you play right wing?
I remember.
A new guy here. There's 24 guys on the roster max.
Scott nods sadly.
Someone's getting cut. Maybe they're moving one of us up.
Hey, Gus.
No.
Anybody in Boise get injured?
No.
Anyone there get moved up to Seattle?
Nope.
Briggs, my office, 15 minutes.
Scott watches with a steely expression as Coach goes into the office.
Scott. So sorry. Yeah, sorry, man.
It's fine. I've been cut before, guys. It's best thing to do is just walk in there and face the music like a man.
Coach sits in the office, writing on a paper. Scott knocks on the door.
Listen, before you say anything, I've been thinking about that coaching offer. And
Coach looks up as Scott sits.
I know you're gonna cut me. So if the offer still stands...
Who said anything about cutting you?
You didn't have to say anything. My replacement's standing outside in the locker room.
No, that's right. Well, he's replacing you. You're replacing Zettner.
Well, Zettner's in Boise.
Was in Boise. Some guys move up too fast. They can't handle the pressure. Zettner wasn't ready. So he's going to take some time off, but... Boise's gonna hold his spot when he returns. Until then...
You're saying that...
You're going to Boise.
Coach nods and smiles.
I'm going to Boise.
Yes, you are.
I'm going to Boise. Thank you. So much,
hey,
sir.
Great, yeah.
I'm going to Boise, so.
All right.
Hey, guys, you guys! I'm going to Boise!
Oh, what?
Yeah!
Wow, okay.
Julie and Ashley sit in the living room, wrapping presents.
So, have you decided whether you're going back for that big hotel deal?
No, I have to call her today.
Oh, I know it's a great opportunity. I just hate the idea of spending Christmas without you.
Do you ever regret staying here?
We're different, Ash. You were always the smart one.
Oh, please.
It's true. Even when we were little kids, everyone used to say you'd go off and do big things.
Well, you were always a lot braver.
Nah.
You were. I mean, you did whatever you wanted to do, and you never cared what anyone else thought.
Sure, I made my mind up about how I wanted my life to be. But that doesn't mean there aren't days where I wonder if the grass isn't greener on the other side.
You do?
Of course. You have so much freedom. You get to travel, you wear fancy dresses, go out for expensive dinners. But whenever I talk to you...
Ashley ponders.
I don't know, the stress. Constantly running from meeting to meeting, these boyfriends who don't know how to treat you right. I just don't want you to miss out on the things you love the most.
Like what?
Like this? Sipping hot chocolate in a cozy home surrounded by people that you know will always be there for you.
Parker enters, hanging his head.
We're home.
Hey, you two.
Everything okay, buddy?
I'm fine.
Parker mopes and walks out, wearing a Briggs jersey.
Where'd he get that jersey from?
Scott gave it to him.
He did? Why?
I guess you didn't hear the big news. He got called up.
You're kidding.
Well, don't act so surprised. The man's practically turned the whole team around in a week. Sure gonna miss him around here, but if you ask me, couldn't happen to a better guy.
Yeah. So when does he leave?
I'm taking him to the airport in a couple hours. So you better hop to it if you want to say your goodbyes.
Julie glances at Ashley, who sits nodding absently. In the guest house, Scott packs his luggage.
Among the 12 potential inductees into this year's NHL Hall of Fame class is Wayne Briggs. The former defenseman led his team to 2 Stanley Cup championships, and in my opinion, is the most deserving of the bunch.
Scott turns the television off and approaches the front door. As he answers, Ashley catches her breath.
Hi.
Hi.
Do you want to come in?
Thank you. Hey, I heard you got promoted.
Yeah, I did. I was actually just about to call you.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm so happy for you.
You know, Boise's not too far away. If you want to come down for the first game, I could probably get you tickets.
Well, I would, but I'm flying back to New York for that client. It's everything I've been working towards, so...
Congratulations. Looks like we're both finally getting our big break.
Yeah.
Ashley holds out a bag.
Well, I got you something. It's a little early, I know, but I'm not sure when I'll see you again. I know it's sentimental, I just thought.
It's perfect.
This way you'll always have a family on Christmas.
Scott regards the framed photo of him and the family.
That's perfect. Thank you.
You're welcome.
They share a smile.
I actually got you something, too.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
I was gonna put it under your tree, but seeing as how you're here, why don't you open it?
Okay.
Ashley takes out a trinket from the small bag. Her smile fades.
It's a plastic fish?
Was it just a plastic fish? That's the plastic fish you helped me catch. I thought you could hang it on your tree. Just something to remember me by.
Ashley nods, smiling.
I like it. Hey, I want to say something to you before you go.
Okay.
I know that you want to make it in the NHL, and I know that you want to prove you're just as good as your dad. But I want you to know how special this week has been for me. How special you are. And no matter where you end up, nothing can take that away. Okay.
I appreciate that.
Mm-hmm.
And I appreciate you letting me act like I was part of the family. Even if that eggnog almost killed me.
No, Wolf.
Seriously, though, I had a great time.
Yeah, me too.
And, you know, if I ever play Madison Square Garden, you can bet that there'll be a front row seat with your name on it.
Oh, there better be. Yeah, it's a deal.
They gaze into each other's eyes.
Well, I should go. I'll see you around.
Yeah, I'll see ya.
Ashley backs away, still looking him in the eyes, then turns and walks off. Scott watches, taking a breath. In her bedroom, Ashley folds her clothes and places them in a suitcase. She steps over to the dresser and opens the top drawer, then closes it, smiling at the plastic fish on top. She picks it up and ponders, then looks away, her eyes a little misty. Elsewhere, a small downtown city sits beside snowy mountain peaks inside a cramped hotel room. Scott leans against the wall. He wanders over to the desk and regards the framed photo, already set out. In the photo, Scott stands with his arm around Grandma and Ashley, the others surrounding, all smiles. Scott touches the frame and smiles. He picks up his cell and dials a number, Ashley's name on the display. At the house, Parker answers, the rest of the family in the kitchen.
Hey, Scott.
Parker. Hey.
Scott, guess what? We played the Grizzlies today, and we won. I used the grip that you taught me, and I scored 2 goals.
Wow. That's so great, buddy. I'm so proud of you. Listen, is your Aunt Ashley still around?
I think she's outside. You want me to get her?
No, that's all right. I want you to tell everyone I just called to say Merry Christmas. And that you're all welcome to come up and see a game. Whenever you want.
Cool, thanks.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Later.
Bye.
Scott lowers the phone with a weak smile. Outside the house, Ashley hangs the plastic fish on the tree, a distant look on her face. Her parents approach.
Hey, kiddo. You all packed up?
Yep, I sure am.
Scott was trying to give you a call. Must be quite an adjustment being up there all by himself.
Yeah. Oh, sweetie. I know you two had something special.
Yeah. But it's not just Scott. I mean, yes, he's great, but it's all of you guys. I mean, I wanted this client so bad, but now I'm not even going to be here on Christmas.
Well, maybe it's okay to take a step back for a little while. I'm sure they can find another agent.
Well, it's not really that simple. I mean, if I bail on this deal, word will get around real fast, and then... And you guys sacrificed so much just for me to get out of here that... I mean, it wouldn't be fair if I threw that all away.
Ashley, we are so proud of you and what you've accomplished. You don't have to do anything for us.
And you wouldn't be disappointed?
The only thing we'd be disappointed in is if you weren't living a life that truly makes you happy.
What if I don't know what that is?
Well, sometimes we don't know what makes us happy until it's standing right in front of us. But no matter what, we're always here to support you.
Thank you. I really love you guys.
Love you, hon.
Ashley's eyes tear up as the three share a warm embrace. Scott lays in the hotel bed, thumbing through the coaching Bible.
We're here with the newest member of the NHL Hall of Fame. Congratulations, Wayne Briggs. Your family must be proud of you.
Well, you know, in this business, your teammates are your family. So I'd like to give a big shout out to my family, especially that great goalie we had on the Stanley Cup team, Victor Slapsky. Not to mention my voice, who could take a hit, shake it off, and get back out on the ice. I couldn't have done it without him.
You're talking about the team you helped lead to 2 Stanley Cup champions.
Scott turns the television off and glares at the empty screen. His eyes find the framed photo of the smiling family. He taps his fingers on the bed and glances over at his luggage. Grandma's knitted scarf is draped over the bag. Scott smiles. At the airport, Ashley wheels her bag through the main hall, shops on either side. She glances over to see a woman drop a bag and hug a man in a tight embrace. On the other side, an older man hugs 2 young children, standing outside a terminal. Ashley enters the same market from when she arrived. The newest issue of the trendy magazine is labeled How to Survive Christmas Alone. She picks up the issue and turns. Scott is standing behind her with a smile.
Yeah, I've read that one too. And it turns out being alone at Christmas isn't something I want to survive anymore.
What are you doing here? I thought you were in Boise.
I was. You know, I couldn't stand the thought of spending Christmas with 23 guys I barely know. When I already have the perfect team right here.
Yeah, but that was your dream.
You know, I think my dream was to prove to myself that I'm just as good as my dad. Because of you and your crazy family, I realized that I don't have to play hockey to do that.
Ashley nods, tears in her eyes.
So what are you going to do?
I took the coaching job. And I was thinking, if I stuck around Idaho Falls, maybe I could see you again next Christmas.
You took a coaching job just on the off chance that you might see me 1 week out of the year.
Scott smiles, his eyes wet with tears.
Well, maybe that wasn't the only reason. They got pretty great medical insurance.
Yeah.
Full physio. A dental plan.
Yeah.
They lean closer and share a passionate kiss. Ashley pulls away and smiles, looking Scott in the face.
Those are really good benefits.
So, what happens now?
Scott loads a taxi trunk.
Okay, first thing in the morning, I am calling Becca. We have a real estate office set up.
Sounds great. And actually, I have no clue where I'm going to stay tonight, so maybe you can find me a place.
Well, I may know of a cute little cottage that just opened up.
How are the neighbors?
A little goofy, but their youngest daughter is delightful. We should really get to know her.
I can't wait.
They get into the back of the taxi.
845 Deerfield Court.
They turn and share a smile as the taxi pulls away from the Idaho Falls airport, decorated with lit-up wreaths and trees. A bright poster reads, "Celebrate Christmas with the Fighting Trout."